Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Renee, R-E-N-E, Diggs, D-I-G-G-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Diggs as described in my report of 10-3-10. Pinsky is now a 61-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 10-9-08. Pinsky tripped and tried to catch herself from falling down, but as a result, she believes she injured her left knee, comma, right shoulder, comma, and lower back, but did not go to the emergency room. Pinsky has further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the left knee and right shoulder. Pinsky has completed a course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, it is my understanding she received an order approving settlement on 11-28-17 and has reopened her claim. Period. Medical records show she was seen by pain management specialist Dr. Karam, K-A-R-A-M, on 8-11-17, period. He referred her for physical therapy, given a diagnosis of lumbar radiculopathy, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, and pain in an unspecified knee. Period. She also had long-term and current use of opiate analgesic. Period. She was referred for additional diagnostic testing. Period. Insert the results of the x-ray reports from 9-5-18. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Diggs was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Ross, R-O-S-S, on 10-4-18. Period. She noted x-rays of the right shoulder and cervical spine revealed degenerative disc disease and AC joint arthrosis. Period. She recommended injections and instilled cortisone injection to the right shoulder. Period. She followed up and on 1-10-19 was given information relative to arthroscopic surgery on the right shoulder. Period. On 11-12-19, an MRI of the right shoulder was done to be inserted here. Period. On 12-3-19, Dr. Russ again recommended injections. Period. She was using Percocet 10 milligrams for pain, which helps to a certain degree. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was given to the shoulder. Period. She wrote the MRI revealed rotator cuff tendinopathy with partial tearing as well as AC joint arthrosis. Period. On 2-12-20, Dr. Lisko, L-I-S-K-O, performed electrodiagnostic testing. And these results should be inserted here. Period. She then returned to Dr. Ross on 11-20-20 and related, she was taking Motrin and Percocet from her pain management doctor. Period. Her left shoulder surgery in the past was done by Dr. Eakin, E-A-K-I-N. Period. It was advised that she remain out of work. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a flexion deformity of the left index finger that she attributed to a motor vehicle accident in 1987. Period. Motion of the remaining finger joints as well as both wrists, elbows, and shoulders was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus deformities, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Manual muscle testing was non-reproducibly 4+/5 for left quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Knees, she had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Spine, cervical. She had non-reproducible active range of motion. and the cervical spine with flexion to approximately 40 degrees, comma, extension 35 degrees, comma, side bending right 20 degrees and left to 25 degrees, comma, rotation right between 60 and 80 degrees and left to 50 degrees. Pretty tender at the left paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there's none in the midline or on the right. Pair the rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a mild limp on the left without a handheld assisted device. Pertu was unable to walk on her heels or toes. Pertu changed position slowly and did not squat. Pertu was able to sit comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 70 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Pertu by a lot of rotation and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Pertu was tender to palpation about the left iliac crest, but not the right. Pair the rest of that is normal. She applied straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 85 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired impressions. Insert what is marked from my impressions section of the prior report. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Paired, she underwent updated x-rays of the cervical spine and right shoulder on 9/5/18. Paired, she then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Ross, who had her undergo a right shoulder MRI on 11/12/19. Paired, insert those results here. Injections were given, but no further surgery was done. Paired, she did undergo electrodiagnostic testing on T1220 to be inserted here. Period. She did return to pain specialist Dr. Karam. On 8/25/21, period, she continued to prescribe analgesic medications. Period, she was also to follow up with Dr. Ross. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Diggs found she had full range of motion of the left and right shoulders without crepitus or tenderness. Paired provocative maneuvers, there were negative. Paired, she had full range of motion of the left knee with a positive McMurray's maneuver. Paired, other provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired, she ambulated with a mild limp on the left. Paired, she was unable to walk on her heels or toes or squat. Paired, she had variable range of motion about the cervical spine. Paired, when distracted, it was full in all spheres. Paired, she also had inconsistent range of motion about the lumbar spine. No provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Paired, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will also be inserted as marked from my prior report. And that is the end.